And we got through the pandemic, not only because of government measures, but because of our Singapore spirit. COVID is over. It feels like a bad dream. We want to forget it and put it behind us. But the spirit we summoned then must not fade. And it shouldn't be something that emerges only during a crisis. We must keep this spirit alive through good times and bad, and make it part of how we live and relate to one another every day. That means strengthening our bonds with one another. It means feeling that we are all in this together and not just looking out for our own self-interest. We say this in our national pledge. It starts with a simple but profound statement. We, the citizens of Singapore. It's not I or me, it is we. To keep Singapore going, we must be a we-first society. Because if everyone only thinks about me and puts me ahead of we, then we are finished. Society will fray and things will fall apart. But if each of us does our part for the we, care, contribute, and look out for one another, then the me will thrive and flourish too. Because when the whole is strong, each of us becomes stronger too. And that's how we strengthen the Singapore spirit. And so we have to do more to encourage Singaporeans to step forward, to take responsibility for one another, and to shape the character and future of our society. The government cannot force or direct this, but we can encourage and support, and we will certainly recognize and celebrate these efforts. So tonight I'll share three examples. The first is Yasser Amin. He shared his story with me when I met him last year. Back in 2020, he chanced upon a Telegram group that organized beach cleanups. He was curious and decided to give it a try. And he has been volunteering ever since. Not just volunteering, now he runs his own cleanup sessions. So if you are keen, join him on Saturday mornings at East Coast Beach. There's also Siti Adriana Binti Muhammad Rasib, who's here with us too. She interned at the Ministry of Social and Family Development. And through the course of her internship, she learned about the challenges faced by lower-income families. That inspired her to co-found the Empowered Families Initiative. It supports lower-income families through grants, match savings, and peer support networks. It has helped improve the lives of many families, and some in turn have stepped up to volunteer with her, paying it forward. Well done. I've shared two young examples, so my third one is a senior. Mr. Koh Seng Chun, the 2024 Straits Times Singaporean of the Year. After a successful career as a management consultant, he set up Dignity Kitchen. It provides employment for persons with disabilities so they can find dignity through work. I visited Dignity Kitchen recently and witnessed the remarkable work they are doing. They do much more than just create jobs. They restore hope, unlock potential, and show us what it means to build a society where every person can live with dignity. And these are goals that we must all strive for together. These examples show how, when we do our part to step up, we strengthen the bonds between us and we keep the Singapore spirit thriving. In many countries, you see such ground-up collective actions because the governments are not working. The governments are ineffective. So people are frustrated at the lack of action and progress and they step forward to take matters into their own hands. Singapore is in a different position. No one wants the government to do less. No one wants the government to become ineffective. Instead, we strive to be more efficient and responsive. And there are areas where we believe the government can and should do more, especially to provide stronger social support for those in need. But it's not just about what the government does. And we certainly don't want to end up as a society where people rely solely on the government. It's about all of us, government, businesses, workers, and unions, community groups, and civil society doing our part, all coming together for the good of Singapore and our fellow citizens and moving forward together as one. That's how my team and I intend to lead. Not just doing things for Singaporeans, but doing things with Singaporeans. We've organized hackathons so that citizens can use technology to solve problems. We've convened citizens' panels to study and propose policy changes on a range of issues, from tackling diabetes to improving employment resilience. Through youth panels, we've empowered young people to develop initiatives on financial literacy, job opportunities, digital resilience, and recycling. We will continue to do all these and more. We will open up more avenues for you to be heard and to get involved. Not just to give feedback and share ideas, but to partner us and your fellow Singaporeans, to roll up our sleeves, come up with solutions, and turn good ideas for a better Singapore into reality. The process will not always be smooth. It can be messy, iterative, and slower than we would like. But if we persevere, I am confident we will reach better outcomes because we will build stronger trust, deeper ownership, and a greater sense of common purpose. And together, we will keep our Singapore spirit alive, not just for today, not just for tomorrow, but for many more generations to come.